track three. And the first headline story is Town Councillors Reject Regeneration Bid. Grand plans to regenerate Newton Abbott's Market Hall have been rejected by town councillors and described as being nothing more than a pub. Town councillors and the town development manager have serious reservations about the proposals for the Victorian building, which they argue would be detrimental to the town's economy. The town council has lodged its objections to the scheme, and town development manager Sally Henley is particularly concerned that too few market stalls were being included. The multi-million pound project has been proposed by Teignbridge District Council, which owns the Grade 2 listed building and the land around it, to transform and modernise the ageing hall. It wants to create a street food hall and extra seating where visitors can enjoy a drink from a new licensed bar. Costs for the redevelopment work were secured by a successful bid through the previous government's Future High Street Fund. If planning approval is given, the work could start later this year. Some existing entrance doors would be blocked and a new one created. Toilets would be moved and a new internal flight of stairs could lead to a mezzanine floor. Teignbridge has the power to grant itself permission, but when members of Newton Abbott Town Council's planning committee met to consider the plan, they feared it wouldn't achieve what the public wanted. Miss Henley commented that computer-generated images did not show any stalls on the market square. She said, "We are told by Teignbridge that the work is being done to improve the market offer and to make Newton Abbott the premier market town in the region. However, the irony is there'll be no more space for market activity. It seems that there will only be spaces for the traders we have currently. There will be no spaces for young entrepreneurs to establish a business. I've heard many times over the years that people are disappointed we are no longer a good market town. I've never heard anyone say we need more cafes and bars, so what's proposed may disappoint the community, which really wants to see a thriving market and not more hospitality." Committee Chairman Councillor Mike Joyce said, "They'll be adding to the eateries and drinking establishments already in the town and struggling." Councillor Mike Ryan agreed. He then proposed that Newton Abbott Town Council objected to the planning application on the grounds of its potential for negative economic impact. Councillor Joyce seconded the proposal and it was voted through. Councillor Colin Parker, also a district member and supporter of the market scheme, said he hoped work could start soon as the government funding making it possible had time restrictions. "We've got to start spending the money," he said.
New regeneration plan for boatyard. Fresh plans to regenerate a boatyard on the edge of Teignmouth have been unveiled this week, 2 years after Teignbridge planners rejected proposals to develop the site. The design team at MJS Planning and Design and the developer, Teign Maritime Properties Limited, are keen to share their new scheme for Riverside Boatyard with the local community. They are displaying the plans at Bitton House. The revised proposals come very much from a community perspective. "We are talking to local charities and community groups, and we are keen to ensure they are forefront in our scheme moving forward," explained Max Slater from MJS Planning and Design Limited. The new application includes community spaces, industrial and commercial work units, offices, 9 houses, 15 beach huts, and improvement work to the existing boatyard. A footpath will link the boatyard to Teignmouth via Polly Steps. In a nod to the site's industrial heritage, the plans draw inspiration from the gasworks that once occupied the land, and the designs follow a similar footprint. The designers have worked closely with a heritage consultant and landscape architect, and the scheme has been run past the design review panel. We feel that this proposal is an improvement on the previous scheme and offers a strong chance of approval, said Matt Slater. Teen Maritime Properties Limited submitted plans to develop the boatyard in July 2020. However, after 2 years of discussions and tweaks, Teignbridge District Council planning officers rejected the proposals in October 2022. Planners considered that the development was too big and raised concerns about access and traffic congestion and the impact on rivertine mussels and oyster beds. Teignmouth Town Council remained supportive and wrote to Peter Stenner of Teign Maritime Properties Limited in December 2022, welcoming his plan to regenerate the boatyard and asking him to continue with the project. Teignmouth Council said they were disappointed by the Teignbridge planning refusal, which was seen as a decision made by district councillors who do not have an interest in our town. The new planning application for Riverside is expected to be submitted to Teignbridge in September, and there's a photograph of an aerial view of the Riverside Boatyard in Teignmouth.
Dawlish Banking Hub. A new temporary banking hub could be open in Dawlish in the next few weeks, the Gazette has learned. A suitable location has finally been found in the town within the Strand Centre for a temporary hub which could be up and running by the end of the month. This will be the first time residents in Dawlish will have been able to use in-person banking facilities for several years. A temporary hub opened in Teignmouth at the end of June, just after the town's last bank, Lloyds, closed. A similar setup in Dawlish had also been promised. Now, after months of searching the town for premises, plans are well underway for the hub to open using space at the Strand Centre. The facility will be operated by Cash Access UK, a not-for-profit company, which is owned by nine of the major high street banks. It is understood the Strand Centre location will be temporary until a permanent site can be found, and it is hoped this can be achieved within the next 3 to 6 months. It will operate Monday to Friday with two dedicated full-time staff in place. One of the major issues was finding a suitable site which was accessible to disabled and older customers. Cash Access staff have been looking for some time to find a site. Dawlish has been within a single high street bank or building society for several years. The new hub will be very similar to the one operating in Teignmouth's post office, with one manned counter operation and a separate booth type area for private banking where customers can speak to bank staff who will be using the hub on a rotating basis.